So please bear with us. This is new to all of us. Okay. Maybe we'll just have some people call him by phone. We could do that too. How about who has a phone with them, and we can have each one have a, reach out to one person and have them call.
And on our speakerphone.
Yeah. let's see this. I'll try. Okay, I'll start with this. I don't know, but I'm going to put you on a speakerphone. Okay, I'm going to have you right here near where we're broadcasting, so everybody will be able to hear you. Okay. Can you give me a sample?
Hello.
Okay, perfect. Now, Tiffany, would you call Rebecca? Calvin, could you call Jane? Do you have Jane's number?
I don't.
Okay, I'll get her for you. I got John. Okay, I'll get these phone numbers for you.
Is that a dry cough I hear?
I haven't coughed all afternoon.
You are now live at City Hall.
Oh, great. I only cough in City Hall. That's my motto.
You want to give me that put up here so it's near the where we're... Okay, let's see. I got two more to go. We just put it down there, and we'll just hold on, John. We just got to get two more people here. Okay, Malachi, can you? Oh, you know, Calvin, can you call 518-929-2060? Actually, we're live. I should let you all know we're live on, we're actually on the radio, not just the.
Far out.
Yes, I am.
Well, if that's Eileen, we need Eileen too. So.
Oh, Eileen. If you would like to join us via telephone, we're going to.
Can you put her on speaker?
Make you a part of the meeting here.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to join by telephone.
There you are. We can hear you loud and clear, Eileen, and we're on the radio, so be careful what you say right now.
Thank you for the warning.
And we have one more person to connect, and then we'll actually formally begin.
All right. And do you have Jane's number?
Somewhere here. I'm looking for it.
All right. I can. Let me see if I can find it.
Do you need
her number? Yeah. I don't have her number.
Her number is 917-817-2118. That's her cell phone.
Okay. So as soon as we get her on the phone, we'll begin. Why am I even doing this thing? But okay. Once again, we're live on the radio, so be careful what you say, folks. Shershaw has an emergency. He cannot attend.
Shershaw?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hope everything's okay.
Will everybody mind if we proceed without the pledge tonight, since we're kind of trying to make this streamlined? Or?
Well, yeah, and he's given that all the slides.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's just go right into it.
All right, did you get Jane on yet?
I don't know. Did you try Jane yet?
She just sent me a text. We've been both trying to make sure we got on, and she's getting on the from the app saying that the host has another meeting in progress.
No, Dewan's calling her right now.
That's why I encountered you.
Who's this one?
Okay.
Is Rebecca. Okay.
Hi, it's Jeff.
Okay.
At the Common Council. I'm going to put you, we're like having to put individual phones on here, so I'm going to put you on speaker. Hang on.
Thank you, Jeff. Can you hear us okay? Jane?
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Okay, we have a full house. Sure Shot is not here. We're going to dispense with the pledge right now since we really got to just move this along fast tonight.
Yep.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Alderman Griega.
Here.
Holleran.
Here.
Lewis.
Here.
Moranti.
Here.
Mizan. Rosenthal.
Here.
Sauer.
Here.
Trombley.
Here.
Walker.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
President DiPietro.
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, so we're moving. Okay. Well, as I said, we're going to try to stick to really essential business tonight. We're on the radio to remind you that we're live, not just on the stream, but actually on the FM station. So can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the February 10th and February 18th meeting and place them on file? Dewan and Tiffany. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Oh, that sounds great on the phone. Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay, on your desks are the committee reports. Can I have a motion and a second to place the committee reports on file? Dewan and Calvin. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, the motion passes. So, moving right along, communications. All these were, all but one of these were on our agenda last week. We have the veto message of the mayor. We have an invitation to the Sean's Run, which I have a feeling is going to be canceled anyway. But nevertheless, it's among the, and the most important new communication is something you should really study. It is the final report of the Division of Government and School Accountability. It's a statement on payroll and accrued leave. This is the final report of the accountants who were here recently. So I suggest you all read it. And this is just to accept it as a communication at this point.
Okay, and Tom, this is Eileen. When I read it, I believe the comptroller's office is requiring, which is the usual process, a response from the council, how we're going to remedy the situation.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we'll have time to do that. I didn't notice that there's a timeline, but I'm sure it can be, you know, we'll do it as soon as we can.
Yep.
So can I have a motion and a second to receive all these communications? Calvin and Dewan. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Ooh. Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Okay. Now we get to our bills. We're mainly going to work with resolutions that have already been introduced at our last meeting. So there's only a couple things that are new here. And this, of course, is one of them. It's the bills. And, of course, these have to be paid, as you might imagine. Any questions from the council?
On the bills, on the outstanding bills?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Correct.
Yes. I do not have a question. This is Jane speaking.
Okay.
What is that Passport Lab?
Passport Labs.
That is the contractual parking meter software. It used to be ComPlus. They changed to Passport Labs.
Oh. Okay.
Youth Valley Energy.
That's fuel for code enforcement vehicles.
Okay. Barring any further comments, can I have a motion and a second? An introduction. Malachi, a second. Dewan. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Holleran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarah.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. The next resolution is appointing the commissioners of deeds. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trottelli.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is accepting a donation from William Jager Jr. on behalf of the fire department. As you recall, it's in honor of Joseph Vining Jr. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
I'm sorry?
She said aye.
Walker.
Aye. Yeah.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present
DiPietro. Aye.
Carried.
excuse me. The next resolution authorizes the mayor to extend the intermunicipal agreement for the Columbia Green Shared Services Response Team. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution designates Greene County Commercial Bank as the city depository. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to enter an agreement with James Donia Jr. to provide dog control services for the remainder of the year. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a transfer of funds to reupholster the benches in the Common Council Chamber. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Sorry, my numbers are mistaken for the benches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to support this resolution, but I'm going to also add that the can everybody hear me?
No,
you're not. Focus out. There's all this digital interference going on.
What I'm saying is I'm going to support this resolution because I know it's been a long time that people have been complaining about the chairs, but I would like the Common Council to also take the time to think about the amount of money and also to think about what we are dealing with this crisis and maybe put that amount of money to the side and divide it or maybe more and divide it between wards for these type of emergency situations and crisis. Right before all of this occurred, I was talking to the chair of Bliss Towers, and we were discussing having some type of shelter or trailer of some sort just to have some things stashed for emergency situations. And lo and behold, here we are dealing with this nationally. So let's think about that. Let's put some numbers together and put something aside for our constituents for these type of situations that we're dealing with now. Aye.
And I'm going to vote no, only because with everything that's being shared about what's going to happen, the length of time businesses may be out of business, our sales tax revenue is going to be hit, our mortgage tax revenue, and so I'm on that basis, I'm voting no.
Lewis?
Moranti?
At this time, I think it's financially prudent to hold off, and I'm going to say no.
Rosenthal?
I'm going to vote no. No Senate's going to be sitting on these benches for a while, or not a certain great number. We can do this, and we should do this at some point. And I also agree with Alderman Garriga that if we're putting money aside for something, it would be good to put money aside for small amounts. If we could do something for the community in terms of people who are in need right now. So I'm voting no.
Sir?
I'm with the same with Tiffany. I mean, I say aye, but I'm agree with Tiffany.
Your vote is aye?
Aye.
Trombley?
I'm voting no. I'm voting against spending the money for the bench recovering, sadly. But now is not the time. So aye. I vote no. No.
Walker? Wolf?
I'm also going to vote no.
President DiPietro?
Well, even though it's my resolution, I have to agree that it's probably not the most opportune time to vote for this expenditure. So, excuse me, I will vote no also. But I do apologize to all those who will be here soon. we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back.
The resolution has been defeated.
Okay. Now, just a few.
What is all that terrible sound that's going on? It's either digital feedback, maybe it's interference between the streaming and the.
No, we're not. I don't know. Are you still getting it?
It sounds pretty terrible.
I'm trying to separate the phones. We're not sure.
Okay. Well, all right.
We'll get through this. Two new resolutions. One is really just a revision of an earlier resolution. The wastewater treatment improvement, Rob has asked to increase the cost of the amount, of the bond because it's a part of the cost of the project will be refunded down the line by the state. So he would rather have the complete amount bonded up front. And of course, right now, bonding will be cheaper than probably later. So that's the intent of this resolution.
Tom, can
yes.
you tell us how much additional this bond would...
Yes, I
would
think it
be.
Was around $270,000.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, of course. This is a new resolution, so we can talk.
Right. So is this not supposed to go to various committees before it's introduced?
Well, first of all, let's get some clarity here. If you look at the rules of order, nothing has to go to a committee before it comes to the full council. But I don't know if Heather has actually looked at this or not. Did she? It comes from Heather. So yes, she has. Yes, you have the. It's really your old one with just a new number. Any other comments or questions?
No.
Okay, then I guess we'll. I need an introduction in a second. Duan? Oh, no, sorry. Duan? Second?
Why wasn't this before the supposed to go to DPW first?
DPW submitted this. Do I have a second?
Sure.
John?
Yes, second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Only Griga. Hollering?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Tom, so you said it's reimbursable, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The increased amount is the reimbursable part.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carries.
I just want to say to anybody who's listening on the radio, please bear with us. This is an unusual meeting, the first that we've had under the new rules set by the governor and the Open Meetings Office in Albany. The next resolution, let's see, where are we going here? This is the Purple Heart. Accepting a donation. Accepting the donation of a Purple Heart community.
Sign.
Thank you. A sign in memory of Purple Heart recipient PFC Thomas Moranti. May I have an introduction and a second? Dewan, Calvin, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega. Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, now, the local law that's on our desk. This is not the end of what we're doing tonight, but... This is the law amending the lodging tax to provide for the revenues from the short-term lodging tax to be deposited in the city's general fund and be allocated during the regular budget process to support the efforts of the tourism board when appropriate. A roll call vote. Oh, wait.
Hold on a second.
I need a motion and a second.
Can we discuss it now or after it's after the motion?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, what I'd like to ask is it the intention of this local law to take the funds, the $300,000 was the number we kicked around for a couple of years, to take that away from the tourism board?
Oh, geez. I think I've made clear many times that it has no effect on the existing money that's been allocated.
All right. I just wanted to confirm that, you know, on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Can I have a motion? Can I have an introduction and a second? Tiffany, second. Dewan, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
There's some changes in this resolution from before, right?
No. It's not a resolution. It's a local law that's been on our table. No, there's no changes.
There's no changes? No.
No.
I thought I saw something about emergency fund or something.
No.
That's in the resolution for public necessity.
Yeah, that's a different resolution. We'll get to that one.
That's the next one.
Then aye. Thank you.
Okay.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Chodley?
Aye.
Walker? Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Now, what Dominic's referring to is resolution number 9. And this is a local law that affects how this law will go into...
it's a resolution.
Resolution.
A resolution.
Sorry.
Normally the process is for local law, the mayor has to hold a public hearing on it within 10 days on certain days' notice. The charter allows the mayor to waive that hearing and for the council to have the law take effect as soon as possible in instances essentially of states of emergency like we have now. And so what this is, it's essentially a non-binding resolution that is urging and authorizing the mayor to move forward to adopt this as soon as possible. And encouraging him to waive the public hearing, because the need is to facilitate getting additional revenues into the city general fund as soon as possible. Since that's what all this law does is, I think it was Eileen's question. It stops the flow of the tax towards the tourism board and takes it to the general fund.
Right. And if the mayor so chooses, he can accept written comments.
No,
I was going to waive the complete.
Different board. Yeah, I was going to waive the complete.
Okay.
So why wouldn't we have, this is Eileen, why wouldn't we have a chance for the public to weigh in on it?
Well, you did have a public hearing here at the council, which you didn't have to have, and the public had an opportunity to weigh in. This is, you know, it's your choice, obviously, as to whether you think it's important or not, or ask the mayor to do it. Part of the question is there might be a difficulty in holding a public hearing at this time, given the virus. And there might be ways of getting around that by simply posting it for a while and taking written comments on the law, which would be an alternative that would work, but you'd have to do that for a period of time. And again, the question just presented to you to consider is whether you support trying to get this thing through, you know, sooner rather than later, so you can get the funds into the general funds.
John, may I make a comment?
One at a time. Yes, please, go ahead.
Jane, okay. So, you know, we've had our heads blown off in the last week, and I am getting a great deal of concern raised from business owners and employees in who live and work in the First Ward, extreme concern about the state of Hudson businesses going forward. I would strongly advocate that we just take a breath on this thing and that we wait
No.
I don't think there's any rush to get this resolution passed this evening. I think we're entering a period of time that we don't know
Just for the sake of moving this along, we've already passed the law. That's not the issue anymore.
I understand it's not the issue, but are we not passing this resolution that would put the local law into effect more quickly than not?
Yes.
That's what I'm raising.
Not that much. I mean, as Jeff said, it would be at the discretion of the mayor. But yes, if we defeated it, he could still have... What? We can still do it.
Well, the mayor could still
Do it, yeah.
I understand we passed it. That's that. I'm raising my voice in opposition to this resolution. That's it. That's what I want to say.
Got it. Anybody else?
No.
Eileen, are you still there? What? Oh, I think...
I mean, this is really disorganized. Let's keep moving.
I'm sorry, what, John?
This is just seeming chaotic. Let's just try to keep moving here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so...
Can I say something?
Sure.
I think in this resolution itself, I think that to take away the public, whether it's in writing or in the public, to have a say in this, I think is a disservice. And I don't agree with this resolution as it stands. I'm sure there's other things that, in terms of emergencies, that the mayor has some other powers that might supersede this resolution as it stands. So to take away the public in this, I think it's not transparent enough. And if there's another means to have them input, then fine. But as it stands, I don't agree with this resolution.
Tiffany?
As far as a public hearing goes, I'm all for it. That's how we get the information. That's how we get to hear it. And we also get to hear it by talking with our constituents. We're dealing with a lot of with what's going on with the pandemic and the coronavirus and all the emergency situations that we have to deal with right now. A lot of things that we have to push forward. So I would agree moving this along.
Okay.
Someone has to move their phone away from the device that's streaming the program.
Okay.
Whenever the app is open now, at computer time, the phones have to be ready. There's someone has to mute their phone when they're talking, when they're not talking, because this is all they're just beeping from the program. It's really, really annoying.
I turned off the computer, so that won't. Yeah, let me move the phones a little bit. That could be.
And also, if you're shuffling, if you're moving paper around over the area, okay. The phones are.
Yeah, I know.
Is that better?
I have a motion for an idea for these.
we'll work on it. I'm just trying to get through tonight's meeting. But yeah, I agree. So, let's have an introduction in a second, please. Tiffany and Dewan. A roll call vote, please. It's the one giving the mayor emergency ability to
Resolution number nine.
Okay.
And what I had asked before the call dropped was, what is the matter of public necessity that generates that kind of authority?
The pandemic? We're going to make sure.
The standard, Eileen, for the question is there a state of emergency or a reason because of it that warrants short circuiting some of the normal procedures to put a law in place faster? And the resolution finds that because of the pandemic, which qualifies as pestilence under the charter, that it's in the city's interest to get this law in effect as soon as possible to maximize revenues into the general fund. That's the emergency connection that you're making.
Yep, thank you.
This really has to be closer. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garrido. Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moriarty?
No.
Roosevelt?
Aye.
Saar?
Aye.
Trombley?
No.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the final vote needs a little bit of some background here. It's a resolution to override the mayor's veto. Now, since this was introduced and vetoed originally, Craig Haig has since provided us with a rough schedule, a rough accounting of how many buildings would actually qualify under the vacancy law. Now, whether we override this veto or not, we still will probably as far as I'm concerned, we'll pursue this regardless of what happens with this override. So the fact that he's identified over 150 units suggests that maybe a vacancy, a complete accounting would be in order. And may I remind you, we talked about possible estimates. Well, that estimate has gone down considerably because Craig in his office has invested quite a bit of time in this already. So in theory, or actually substantively, we've paid a lot already for this part of the study. That all being said, we'll go ahead with the resolution. I need an introduction and a second. Tiffany. Is that it? Anybody second it?
I second it.
Okay, Rebecca. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
This is a wonderful opportunity to support over 154 families. This is more than Bliss Towers. Whether we decide to stay in the city of Hudson or not, this will be forever. Aye.
Holler.
Aye. I am going to vote not to override the mayor's veto, and I think we have to be very cautious, as we've said with other resolutions, on what we're spending. And we have information from code enforcement that Tom just described, and we can get assistance from the Office of Real Property, so I vote not to override the mayor's veto.
Lewis.
So we're voting to override the veto.
Or not, yeah.
Or not. Yeah. But the part that you said that Craig Hague has began some of his research
right.
to ultimately conduct a study.
Right.
Okay. So
that supports the resolution.
I'll yes to
to override.
Yes.
Moranti.
No to override.
Rosenthal.
I'm voting no. I want to do this another way, and also I don't know how we're going to conduct a survey in a pandemic in this manner. And I'd like to investigate that. I'd like the council to drive this. So I'm voting no.
Sarar. Trombley.
I vote no to override.
Excuse me, Walker.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
The study you said we've already put in a lot of effort into the study. What was the? I mean, what would be the going rate to?
No idea. No idea. Don't know at this point.
It's based on what?
I'm sorry. What Craig Hague has compiled is based on his information that that his office had to look for in their files. I think they had to look at various fire records and other things. So it's not complete. It wouldn't satisfy the kind of study that you need for a vacancy.
Not complete, but he did most of the study pretty much.
No, he's just identified buildings that would have to be then. You know, question. So as I said, you know, if we do not override, it doesn't kill the work that we're moving forward with here in terms of the vacancy rule.
Yeah, I don't want.
What it means is that when people were questioning the amount of ability of affordable apartments in Hudson, and people are saying it's not that many, we don't know how much a vacancy study costs. That's not what the resolution is about. The resolution is about doing the research.
We're in the voting period. You want to? Tiffany, please.
How many units there are?
I'm going to say yes, simply because I just don't want a chance to miss out on it if you were able to get it. I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
Wolf?
I vote to override.
Present DiPietro.
I'll vote to override.
Do we pass or not?
No.
Yes.
All
the resolution is carried.
No, it has to be 8.
No, it has to be 2/3.
I apologize. I apologize. I was looking at the simple majority. The resolution is defeated.
Okay. Now, don't be discouraged because we will definitely look at this again. And I think John made a good point. None of it could be done right now anyway, given the state of the emergency. So don't be discouraged. This will come back.
I would like to also make a comment to those of you that did support it. I thank you, and we will continue to fight on behalf of our constituents and the housing and transportation. And to explain it to you, the people are saying it's not that many buildings in Hudson to disregard the study completely. What Craig did proves why we should do the study. There's more units than Bliss Towers.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that's sort of why.
Let's try to keep it short. You know, I'm not trying to cut you off, really. We have two final things. And like I said, Tiffany, that issue's not over. Nick wanted to just quickly explain the governor's. You may have seen there was a lot of email exchange between numerous commissioners and department heads about
I said Jeff could do it better, quicker.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
No, I think Jeff could do it quicker.
The issue in a nutshell came up from a couple of the department heads on you have a number of part-time employees in both departments who are non-unionized, and you have contract employees. The contract employees provide like lessons and classes at the senior center,
I don't even know, Nick, if you have contract employees, you have some too, but you have the part-time employees. And the concern that was coming out was, and this was as everything's developing very quickly, obviously, with all these shutdowns with the coronavirus, is the first question is, could the city provide sick pay to the part-time workers who don't get it otherwise so that they don't have an incentive or a disincentive to come in, to come to work? People who obviously need the pay and would come in when otherwise they shouldn't is why you provide sick pay to keep the rest of the population protected. That was the first question. And then the second question is, what do we do with these contract workers and such when the senior center, the youth center is being closed and we're shutting down non-essential services? Is there a means for them to get paid? So we were evaluating a variety of different ways to approach this. And the governor saved us from trying to come up with a situation with his executive order yesterday, which required municipal governments to reduce their staff by at least 50% of non-essential, to send those people home, and if they could work from home, great. But to the extent they can't work from home, they're entitled to get paid at their normal pay rate from the city and is not in count against any of their accrued vacation pay, sick pay, leave, or anything else that's been done. So what that allows is, to the extent that the contract employees are no longer being employed by the city or not allowed to come to work, they can still get paid at the rate they were getting paid before on their presumptive schedule. And to the extent it's even still going to be a problem with the sick pay for these employees, since I don't think their jobs are really happening now anymore, Nick and I discussed this. What he can do is, if we get into that kind of a situation, somehow that employee has been otherwise deemed an essential employee, he would deem that person a non-essential employee on that day, send them home, they would be able to get paid, and he'd figure out someone else to bring in some of that, in that kind of a hypothetical. So anyway, it's a long way of saying we resolved the issue, which was the desire, I know, of a lot of people to try and, you know, provide some security to these employees, and but also working within the constraints of the budget and law that we have to deal with. So,
thank you, Jeff.
This is Eileen. I think this is a complicated and very significant precedent-setting thing that we're getting ready to vote on, and I would propose that we table this.
It's not a voting, Eileen. We can't table the governor's executive order.
But I could not understand. I couldn't hear.
In
and out. This is an awful lot.
Oh, okay.
You know, a choppy call.
Just read the government's order.
I think it's posted. Is it posted on our website? No. Eileen will post it on our website, the government's executive order. That'll explain it all.
It explains an obligation that the city has.
Actually, Jeff Baker will send an email to us, to all the council members. Nick, you had one other thing, briefly?
Yeah, I'll just say that the youth department is developing a plan to provide groceries and hot meals to community members. We're working in collaboration with the school district, restaurants, the other food banks in town, and other community organizations to ensure that while the school is shut down and the youth department is shut down, that all the families in our community are still able to access food and have food security.
That's great, because I've gotten a lot of inquiries of people who would like to contribute in some way with food, and I guess that means you're going to be kind of the point man locally for a lot of this.
You can start by emailing me, and I may push you somebody
right
within the group. But yes.
Great, thank you very much. Now,
what's that? Dinner's working on. Yep, that's what we're going to be working on. Yeah.
Now, Mayor, before we're going to go into an executive session soon. Is there anything you'd like to say in open meeting, or you just want to go right to? Okay. So I'm going to turn off the radio connection because we're.
You need a motion to executive session for pending litigation.
Oh, okay. Can I have an introduction and a second? DeJuan and Calvin. All those in favor of going into an executive session to discuss an issue of impending legislation, say aye.
Litigation.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Legislation.
Oh, jeez. Anybody opposed? Okay, the motion passed. Now, hold on 1 second while I turn off our internet connection. I mean, thank you, Duane, our radio connection. Goodbye, folks. Thanks for listening to the Hudson Common Council. You'll never hear it this disorganized again, I hope.